Leo, bigger point is that?
Time will tell, but at this moment in time, it's a huge point. Come to the team that's going for the second automatic promotion position. Strong, powerful team. Tough to defend our set players, and my team have given a really spirited performance, and one that you expect from a team in our position. Everyone to a man was up for the fight. Could we have done more with the ball? Of course we could. Could we have created more chances? Of course. But, you know, the first point that I've asked for since before Oxford, when we've had that little disappointing run of them three losses on the bounce, was to get back to us being a solid team, fighting for each other. And now, can we back that up now on Saturday with a win at home?
You had to take it a point and a clean sheet before the game, didn't you?
Yeah, but we come for the win. That's, you know, we're always trying to leave two strikers up the pitch. You know, we've got one of the best finishers in the division, and you know, we do want to try and create more chances. But you know, that's it's a really tough place to come, especially because they needed to try and get the 3 points because of what Fleetwood had done yesterday, etc. So I think not many people outside our dressing room tonight would give us a chance of getting a positive result.
Very nervous around the stadium tonight, for both sides.
Well, that's what happens. There's pressure at either end. And, you know, it's there's pressure because this is a big club in this division. And for them to get back to the Championship is huge for them. So the fans, they sense that. They get a little bit nervy. Does that transfer to the players? And when you come away from home, that's what you do. You play the crowd. That's got to be part of your game plan. Anytime you come away from home, you've got to play the crowd. You've got to work the crowd so they make the home team nervous. So that's what we've done a little bit tonight. So, you know, absolutely delighted with the efforts of the players. As I said, we just need to, in terms of progression, can we find a way of creating a few more chances?
Joe Murphy apologised for his error on Thursday night. Kept you in the game tonight with the crossbar.
He doesn't, as I said at the time, Joe doesn't need to apologise for that. That's a mistake. Every player on the pitch makes a mistake. Unfortunately, when you're a goalkeeper and you make an error, it usually ends up in the goal. And once again tonight, he's made a couple of great saves, a couple of great decisions and taking crosses. Now I'm a huge fan of Joe, so, you know, that's the measure of the man. He took it on the chin, he came out and accepted responsibility. But us, me, the staff and the rest of the players certainly weren't, you know, pointing a finger at Joe personally on that one. We win together, we lose together, we get positive results together. And Joe certainly helped us get lots of positive results during my time here.